Daily I shall worship Thee, Lamb of God, who died for me, who extended endless mercy. Oh, daily I shall worship Thee. Daily I shall worship Thee. Oh, daily I shall worship Thee, Lamb of God, who died for me, who extended endless mercy. Oh, daily I shall worship Thee. Oh, daily I shall worship Thee. Oh, daily I shall worship Thee, Lamb of God, who died for me, who extended endless mercy. Oh, daily I shall worship Thee. Oh, daily I shall worship Thee. Father in heaven, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all of your many blessings. I want to thank you for another day that you've made, another day that you've allowed us to see, another day that you've allowed us to rise up early in the morning to seek your face, to come before your presence with singing, to come before your presence with prayer, and God, and to come before your presence with praise. God, we need you each and every single morning. And every single day, we start ourselves off with you. Every single morning that we begin our day off with you is a day that we started in the right direction. Your word declares, but seek ye first the kingdom of God, seeking that your will might be done, seeking that your will might be fulfilled in our lives, seeking after those things that are lovely, those things that are pure, those things that are just, those things that are of a good report, seeking after of God, making sure that we're letting our light shine. But we seek after you first and seek after your righteousness. Live a holy and acceptable life. Oh, God, put down carnality. Put down the flesh. Put down selfish ways. When we seek you first and your kingdom, God, your word has promised that you will add all of these things unto us. And those things that were listed, God, if I'm not mistaken, were when the people were concerned about what they would eat and what they would wear, and you told them you don't have to worry about the things that you wear or the things that you eat because you take care of all of those things. You said, I will supply all of your needs according to your riches. You told them that you dress the lilies of the field on a daily basis, God. Don't they look beautiful? You told them to look at the handiwork of your hand, Lord. And the fields were dressed so beautifully, so wonderfully, God. And you have to let them know that you do that. It's not somebody coming by taking care of the lilies of the field, God, but you do that. You take care of the lilies of the field. And then you also told them, look at the fowls of the air. They're flying to and fro. But I feed them. I satisfy them. I meet their needs every single day. How much more, if I take care of the lilies of the field and I take care of the fowls of the air, will I do for those that I created in my own image? but we have to seek you. We have to make sure that we're in your will. We have to look after you, look after your things first. So this morning, God, we rise this morning to seek after your word, your will first. We submit to you, God, and we say, not our wills, but let thine will be done. Let our wills line up with your will. Let our thoughts line up with your thoughts. Let our ways line up with your ways so that your ways might be fulfilled in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. We're living in perilous times, Lord. Day after day, there's something going on that shows us that you are soon to return, that you are soon to come back. And God, it's time for your people. It is time for your people to begin to take action. No longer should we allow ourselves to sit on the sidelines, but God, we're living in perilous times, Lord. God, pestilence is in the land. God, you have allowed the pestilence to come into the land, God. You have allowed things, oh God. You have allowed the rain, oh God, to be stopped up in the land. We're no longer fruitful, God. Things are being destroyed left and right. Oh God, you have allowed the land to come up under attack from within. But you've given us the answer, Lord. You've given us the solution, Lord. We don't have to faint. We don't have to give up. Oh God, we don't have to hide in a corner. But you said, if my people, if we would just take time, God, to lay aside our selfishness, to lay aside having to walk by sight and not by faith, if we can lay aside, God, our selfish desires and take time to pray, not just to pray for our own things, but intercede on behalf of others. God, that means we're standing in the gap, oh God, in between the enemy, Lord, and in between that person calling upon your name, God. If my people, which have been called by my name, would humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then you said in your word that you would hear from heaven, that you would forgive their sins, and that you would heal the land. Our land needs healing today, Lord. Our homes need healing today, Lord. Our hearts, some of our bodies need to be healed today, Lord. We need you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We can make it without you, Lord. And so we yield to you this morning. We lay aside those sins and those weights that easily beset us, those things that cause us to be unable to run the race that you have set before us. And we know that you have a race set before us because you blessed us with brand new mercies on this day. And since you blessed us to see this day, God, you're able to, God, allow us to fulfill and complete today. He that has begun a good work in you is able to perform it. And every day that you allow us to rise in the morning is a good day, Lord. It's a good day. It's a good thing, God, because it gives us an opportunity to let our light so shine. Oh, God, before our dark and dying generation, every day that you allow us to see, God, is another opportunity that we can bless the Lord at all times and allow your praises to be in our mouth. Every day that you allow us to see, God, is another opportunity that we can tell someone of the goodness of Jesus, to let someone know that the blood still works, to let someone know that you are still a redeemer, to let someone know that you are still a strong power, to let someone know that you still care, that you've never left us, you've never forsaken us, that you would be with us until the end of the world. God, every single day that you allow us to see is another day that we can give thanks. For your mercy endureth forever. And every day that you allow us to see is another day that we can stand upon your promises. Because you know the thoughts that you think towards us. God, you know what you have planned for me. You know what you expect out of me. And so, God, you have an expected end for me. You already know my endings from my beginning. And so, God, every single step that I take, God, I'm stepping towards you. I'm stepping towards fulfilling your promises, God. I'm stepping towards fulfilling the purpose that you have for my life. I'm stepping towards you, God. I'm not walking behind because walking behind, taking steps backwards, leads me away from the promise, oh, God, of the future that you have for me. I look much better in my future than I look right now, Lord. I have much greater things in my future than I have right now. I have a greater anointing than I have right now, oh God, because I'm walking into my future. I'm walking into my promises. But I need you to equip me, Lord, for the day and equip me for the very hour, this very hour, this very time. God, I pray that there is pestilence in the land. There is drama in our homes, Lord. Drama in our finances, Lord. Drama in the lives of our children. God, there's drama in the land. Drama on our jobs, Lord. A lot of things are going on. We can't seem to understand what's going on. We can't seem to get things in order, Lord. But we find ourselves continuously seeking you in prayer, God. We find ourselves continually chasing after you because you have the answer. You have the solution. You have the breakthrough. You have the way that we need to go to. So I call on your name this morning, Jesus. We need you, Lord. We need you, God. We need your help, Lord. Hear our cries. You told us on Sunday to ask, and you shall be, and you shall receive. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened. God, you gave us guarantees. Because anytime you add the word share, that it has to come to pass. God, it's an action. I mean, it's a word, God, that guarantees that whatever comes after it, God, shall occur. It shall come to pass. And so here we are standing before you asking for help. We need your help in our family. God, marriages are under attack today. God, in the name of Jesus, we bind the attack of the enemy who comes to steal, kill, and destroy in our marriages, Lord. Oh, God, touch every heart even now, Lord. Touch every mind even now, Lord. And help those that believe and that proclaim that they are saved, Lord, to stand upon your promises, God. Send peace in our homes right now in the name of Jesus. Uproot the devil on every hand, God. Cast the devil out of the marriages. Cast the devil out of the husband. Cast the devil out of the wives. God, cast the devil out of the children. God, cast the devil out of our homes. God, give us a boldness and to speak with the authority and the power that you've given us, God, to cast the devil out in the name of Jesus, to plead the blood, because he can't handle the blood. He can't stay where the blood is spread. So, God, pour out your spirit right now, God. Oh, God, and we plead the blood. We plead the blood to cover, oh, God, our whole entire homes, Lord. And send the spirit of reconciliation. Send the spirit of peace. Send the spirit of renewal into our homes, into our relationships, into our hearts even now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Inject yourself into our financial situation. Father, you told us to give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measures, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. God, we need you to touch our finances. But even more so than our finances, God, we need you to heal in the land today. God, financial issues, oh God, are a concern of mine, oh God, because we're going through different financial issues. I know that people are going through financial issues. But God, we need you to touch the land before I depart off this call this morning. God, I need you to heal our land, Lord. God, there's so much chaos, so much division, and so much infighting in the land, God. People don't want to live peaceable lives. You said, if at all possible in you, live a holy and peaceable life. And we need you to send peace into the land, Lord. Churches across the nation are praying, Lord, that you will intercede on our behalf, Lord, that you will intercede on behalf of the nation, Lord. To come, God, and let us start up a revival, God. Stir up a revival in us, God, that your will might be done. It's not just in prayer, Lord, but it's in action, God, to stir up a revival, God, that the land might be revived from its dire and deadly state, God, that we may allow your spirit to come and use us to stir up a revival in the land. Send the revival, God, like you did with Bishop Mason and you did with Azusa Street. That your spirit may come in and have its way in our ministries, in our churches, in our lives, even in our homes. We pray for the nation this morning. Send peace, God. Send healing. Send deliverance right now, God. Start with our areas, God. But as we pray, God, let your anointing and let your power spread throughout the nation. Go heal in Memphis, Lord. Heal, God, in Houston right now, Lord. heal in Minnesota, in Baton Rouge, Lord, Dallas, Lord. Heal in those lands. Heal, God, in Orlando, God. Heal in San Bernardino, God. Send healing. Heal in Washington right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Every broken spirit, Lord. Every broken heart, Lord. Every worn-down person, heal, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Those that are lost, God, that don't know you in the pardon of their sins, save, God, today. God, you are soon to come, Lord, and we need you to save, Lord, today. But use us as willing vessels to be used by you to tell someone that you are still good. And not only are you good, but that your mercy endureth forever, to everlasting, and never end. So no matter what plight we might be in, no matter what storm that may be raising in our lives, you are still the answer. So we look to you. You are the answer. And we put our lives, and we put our trust, and we put these lands into your hands because you know just what to do. So bless your people this day. Honor our fasting and our consecration, God. As we fast for healing in the nation today, I'm calling what our fast needs to be this morning. As you heal our nation, strengthen our relationships, strengthen our ministries, Lord, strengthen our homes. We pray for that on this day. That your will might be done in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.